Dr. Gary Cooper, a community planning consultant, presented the results of a recently completed needs assessment survey to the Spruce Pine Town Council on Monday. Two community meetings were held between February and March of this year as part of the project. One meeting was open to the general public. A second meeting involved mostly youth. Town government officials wanted this assessment to reflect ideas and concerns identified by those who live and work in the town, in that connection, promoting community ownership in the planning process. Participants identified a wide range of ideas and concerns. Some ideas and concerns are simple, others are complex. Some will be easy to execute, others will be tough. Some will be expensive, others will be inexpensive. Some are very important, others are less important, and some are conflicting in terms of outcomes. However, as Dr. Cooper said, when one looks holistically at all the ideas and concerns, they represent Spruce Pine's needs the town should address as it grows and changes over the next 5 to 8 years. The top five categories from the assessment are: number one, community facilities, programs, and entertainment; number two, economy; number three, parks, recreation, open space, infrastructure, and transportation; number four, education; number five, aesthetics and appearance. We asked Spruce Pine Mayor Ralph Heiss about the next step in the process.
The next step for this process is really twofold. First, Dr. Cooper is next going to present with the town manager and others a capital improvement plan, which is going to look at areas where we can prioritize spending to improve a lot of the things directed under the plan. Mostly focused on downtown renovations, signage for the town, those kind of things. And then we will select two specific areas within the plan and the town identified that we need to improve. He's going to put together how we can move forward with those, what we're looking to do to develop funding for those projects. The decision has not yet been made by the council and others what those action plans will be. There's a lot of issues with trying to come up with funding and to make those kind of things happen. But I think from this plan, it's fairly clear where we need to move.
Mayor Heiss added, as part of their support, the town adopted the plan by a unanimous vote. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.